I wish we had some big win to come in off of this. Like the Phillies win last night, they cut their magic number down to 28, but that didn't happen. So, yeah, it's all right. But we have a magic number of 30, Hugh Douglas. 30 combined wins for the Phillies and losses for whoever's in second place. Gets the Phillies the division. So you know what we thought we'd do today? Because we didn't get a win last night.
What we got?
Well, we got the schedule in front of us here. 35 games to go between now and the end of the regular season. All right, let's do some math here, Hugh. You know we're good at math on this show. Let's try to come up with a number on what we think the Phillies will do wins-wise the rest of the season. Now, we can acknowledge the first, you know, third of the season, they were the best team in baseball. Last third, it's pretty rough. They have the third worst record in baseball since the All-Star break. Only the White Sox, who might be the worst team ever, and the Mariners, who fired their manager yesterday. By the way, did you see how that guy found out he was fired, the Mariners manager?
How did he find out? Via social media?
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's terrible.
Yep, he got an alert on his phone that he was fired. Imagine getting an alert on your own phone that you are fired.
At least he didn't get to show up to the office with a suit.
I don't know, man. I think it might be worse to get the alert. Like, not an alert from your boss to come into the office. An alert, you know, it said Mariners manager Scott Servais fired. Well, he's like, I'm Scott Servais. He got fired yesterday. Those are the only teams that have worse records than the Phillies. It's been rough. Hugh, 35 games to go. Let's roll through these series they have left to just kind of talk through this. All right, 3 at Kansas City starting tonight. 3 versus the Astros at home. Beginning the early portion of next week, Astros have been on fire since June. 4 versus Atlanta next weekend. That brings us to Labor Day. And then here's September. 2 at Toronto. 4 versus Miami. 3 versus Tampa. 3 versus the Mets. At Milwaukee. That might be a huge series for the 2 seed. At the Mets for 4. They end with 3 here against the Cubs. And then at the Nationals for 3. So what do we have here? We got Kansas City's a winning team. Houston's a winning team. Atlanta, 7 of their last 11 series against winning teams, 4 against losing teams. Hugh, when I say to you 35 games to go, and we kind of lined up the opponents there, home and road, what number is in your head?
The first number that jumped in my head, 20 and 15.
Oh, I would take that in a heartbeat right now.
Yeah, 20 and 15. 20 and 15.
All right, Hugh's saying 20 and 15 down the stretch of the season. Based on what has happened here over the last 2 months, I would take 20 and 15 every single day of the week without even thinking about it. 19 and 16 came to my head, that they stabilized, but like not enough that we're like, oh, they're fully back, but they finish from here on out with a winning record. Hugh's got 20. I've got 19. Kyle, based on the schedule, based on the team, what numbers in your head?
God bless the both of you. I mean, based on the way this team has been playing for the majority of the season now, we can't even say that, you know, they've been good for the majority of the season. They haven't. They've been below 500 for a huge portion of the season. I got like 15 and 20 at best.
Oh, no.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm cooked on this team. Like, my faith, my confidence, any optimism that I once had is zapped. It's zapped, dude.
15 and 20.
15 and 20 at best. That would be I will take that.
All right. Let's play off Kyle's prediction there for a second. I want us to outline the possibility of actually blowing this division. I don't think there's any chance the Phillies blow the division if they go 20 and 15 like you said, or 19 and 16 like I said, because the Braves would have to play them pretty flawless the rest of the way to catch them. So Atlanta has played 100 and, let's do some math here, 68 plus 59. Yeah, so they've played 6 less games than, they played the same amount of games, they're 6 back. Okay. So Atlanta has 35 games to go as well. If the Phillies go only 15 and 20, Atlanta would have to go 21 and 14 to tie them. That's doable.
It is doable.
You have created a scenario where they could blow the division.
Well,
15 and 20 is that so could happen.
So I don't think it will, just because I don't think the Braves will hit that mark.
So you think the Braves are going to not get to 21 more wins?
Yeah, this has the feeling of like, remember in September 22 when it was us and the Brewers like going back and forth for that last spot?
Who wanted it less?
And nobody wanted it. Like that's what this is, that's how this feels like it's going to end for me.
So if Hugh's right at 20 and 15, the Braves would have to go 20, they'd have to go 27 and 8 the rest of the season to catch the Phillies. That's not happening. If I'm right, they'd have to go 26 and 9 the rest of the season. If the Phillies can get to 19 and 16, they're more than fine. If Kyle's prediction comes true, we may have a, uncomfortable final 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, they're screwed. What are they since the All-Star break? Like 7 below .500? You said the only other team that's played worse is the White Sox.
And Mariners, so who fired their manager
yesterday. So how is 15-20 not? How is that crazy?
It's not crazy. No, based on the way they played, it's not crazy. The one thing, and Hugh, you kind of pointed this out, they do have some... They have some teams here
coming
up.
They got some tomato cans coming up. And, you know, the Mets, I don't believe in the Mets just yet. I know they've been surging, but I don't believe in them just yet.
So who are the tomato cans left? Toronto, Miami, Chicago, and the Nationals. And the Rays are one game over .500. So they're a pretty average baseball
tomato
team.
Tomato cans.
What are the Phillies right now?
A team that's trying to find their way.
Bums.
Nah, that's Bums is so strong.
They have some tomato cans. Ish stuff to them right now.
If you have the Phillies on your schedule, you're not looking at them as a tomato can right now.
I'm sure the Royals are looking at like can't wait to play them now.
Yeah, they should be.
But don't worry, Taiwan, the stopper.
Oh yeah,
on the mound tonight.
We're freaking chopped liver, dude.
Yeah, not great. 215-592-9494. All right, we give our predictions for wins down the stretch. 35 games to go. Kyle's got 15. I've got 19. Hugh, always the optimistic one on his birthday. 20 wins for the Phillies between now and the end of
optimistic.
The regular season. All right, 215-592-9494. You're losing open the Phillies. And what's your gift for Hugh? That is how you get into the fantasy league. Scott in Ridley. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. Afternoon. What's going on?
What's up, Scott? How you feeling?
Not too bad. Hugh, have a good day. You know.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I do have a gift for you at the end there, Hugh. But, you know, being from just below Rochester, New York, I've been a huge Philly fan for a long, long time. And, you know, when I was younger, I really couldn't, you know, there was no streaming or anything, so I had to resort to listen to 1210 and 1060 AM, and it would come very clear up in Rochester, around Rochester, but during the day, I had to resort to just putting my ear up to the speaker. My parents had those big speakers, you know, with the turn dial, and I'd listen to Fuzz, and I could hear, you know, Harry Callis, Andy Musser, you know, all that good announcers coming through. But last night, I had a rough time with that game last night, and my wife says, you know, she goes, you're addicted. I says, well, it's better to be addicted to baseball than maybe drugs and, you know, alcohol. So that's kind of how I smoothed it over. But last night was rough, and it's been rough here the last couple of months because that ninth inning was just brutal. I mean, just no sense of urgency. Harper swinging a pitch below his ankles, Castellanos flailing all over the place, and then Stott was just awful, almost falling over. And there's two players right now that are really, really driving me nuts. And one of them is Brandon Marsh. I just don't think he should be getting much playing time. And the guy that I love the most, Bryce Harper, he's given nothing to the Phillies. And I'm at the point where I'm getting nervous about this team.
It's hard not to. And Scott, you're right about Marsh and Stott. I mean, they're at bats. And Marsh has been really bad for a good amount of time. And the alarming one, Scott, is Harper because, you know, we talk about him, we rely on him, and he is one of the best players in baseball. But I don't know what has happened. I don't know if he's banged up and they're not telling us or it's just an extended slump. But it's been a long time now, Scott, since Bryce Harper looked like Bryce Harper.
Yeah, and I think he's the guy that we start with. I mean, he's our man, and if he doesn't get going, I don't think this team's going to get going because, you know, he's the face of the team, and the struggles are just showing. And I think I agree with you guys. He's lifeless. I mean, the whole team's lifeless, and I'm getting nervous. I am to the point now where I'm worried they could lose the division too.
I'm not there yet, but Scott, when Kyle threw out that 15 wins and I did the math on it, if it remains this bad for the next month, it is in play. Unfortunately, it is. Scott, what would you give Hugh for his birthday?
Well, I think this has a good ring to it, Hugh. I would do the Hugh Douglas Brewing Company. Come have a cold one with Hugh.
So you're giving him the whole brewery,
yeah.
or are you just giving
I'll
him a beer?
I'll give you a name. It's Brew with Hugh.
Brew with Hugh. Yeah,
there
it works.
Go.
Brew
Excellent,
with you.
Yeah.
Scott, good one. I mean, who's going to turn that down? Now, I'm just wondering if you get the whole brewery to yourself or you just get a beer.
I'm thinking just a beer.
Yeah.
The
whole
run
brewery,
out the
brewery. Like, yeah, that'd be a little bit
You're
too
not as much of a beer guy, though.
Not really.
No.
Not really.
Or brown liquor?
Brown liquor.
Whiskey guy.
I've been drinking a lot of, like what is it, vodka lately. Vodka's
yeah?
pretty good, yeah.
Have you moved? You're more of a vodka than a whiskey guy?
No, I still drink the whiskey. Okay. Still drink the whiskey.
So I pulled up Bryce Harper's numbers pre-All-Star break, post-All-Star break. It is remarkable what has happened here. Pre-All-Star break, .301 batting average. Post-All-Star break, .203. On base, 403. This number, like I have to keep looking at it to make sure I'm reading it right. Pre-All-Star break, Bryce Harper's on-base percentage was 403. It is 252 in the second half of the season. He was slugging 579 before the All-Star break. He's at 374 post.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I mean, his on-base percentage is 150 points lower since the All-Star break. It's insane. I mean, this thing could be as simple as Bryce Harper heats back up and the Phillies win a lot of games. It's crazy. Jake Idelko. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jake? What are you feeling?
Well, happy birthday, Hugh.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Well, thanks. Good thanks to, a lot.
So as far as the Phillies go, you know, I was sitting there trying to put my baby daughter Gia to sleep last night. And sitting on the couch, and I clicked on the Phillies game, and she was staying awake, and then I realized it was awful. I didn't even want to watch it, you know. And then I realized, I said, you know, they say the children, their brains are very, you know, they can be influenced very easily. And I thought, if God gave her a gift of being an athlete, I don't want her to grow up and be a strikeout machine. I don't want her learning to swing low and away. You know what I mean?
It's not a good example. Jake, it's not a good example for the kids. It's not.
No, I had to turn it off. It was awful.
You know
it really is the end.
Yeah, what's happened in my house, my kids are 9 and 7, and they're just confused because the first half of the season, you know, most nights, especially when the school year was still going on, like they'd wake up and they'd ask me what happened. Like, did they win? And almost every night I was saying yes. And now it happens, right. But almost every night I'm saying they lost. And they're like, "What? Why?" I'm like, I don't know. They just stopped winning.
Yeah, man. What's there to say about this year's Phillies that hasn't already been said about last year's Eagles? That's where I'm at with it.
Unfortunately, it's taken on too many of the similarities. It really is. It's eerie, and I need it to stop now. Jake, what would you give Hugh for his birthday?
I would give Hugh. I had a couple ideas, but I got to limit it to one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A T-shirt that says "Grown Ass Man" on it.
Grown ass man.
I mean, that's one of your favorite phrases.
Yeah, I got one. I got one of those T-shirts.
You do have one of those?
Yeah, but that's a good one, though.
Real quick, Hugh, your ongoing thing with the bikers in Philadelphia and all that stuff. Well, I have a theory that you know, right now they're saying it needs to be more safety and they need to do more of this and more of that. I think there's been almost too much done, and they've gotten too comfortable, and that's why you're seeing these accidents and stuff, because the red carpet has been rolled out for them so thoroughly that they all still realize that I'm just a person on a bike and there's 4,000-pound weapons driving down the road.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's, Jake, we appreciate it. It's unfortunate there's been a lot of like high-profile injuries and deaths lately.
Yeah.
It's sad, but everyone needs to just be careful out there.
Well, yeah, that, and you have to understand that people, we're in cars. You're on a bike. Like the other day, I was riding down the street, and a lady was in the middle of the street on a bike, and, you know, I'm getting ready to try to pass her. And then all of a sudden, she just jumps in the lane that I'm trying to get in. I'm like, you know, you're taking chances,
sure,
with stuff like that. We just got to be careful, man. But you have to realize that when it comes to the weight classes, we're in two different weight classes.
Yeah, and then look, people get around however they want. I have just noticed there's just more people on bikes the last year. I'm not sure if it's just like random or it has become a thing, but I noticed some more, and certainly everyone's got to pay more attention. So you have a grown-ass man T-shirt?
I think so. Yeah, I got a couple of them. I definitely got some old man T-shirts. Definitely got a few of those.
Now we just need the plant-based Hugh T-shirt. Get
yeah,
that
they're working on that. Okay. We got some folks I know working on that.
I think that's going to be a good one. Let's go to Jay in Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Jay. What's up?
All right, so as far as am I losing hope on this team? Absolutely. I mean, I'm losing hope by the minute. I mean, this team is just so lifeless right now. It's unbelievable. I'm sitting here yesterday in my man cave. I'm watching the Phillies game, and I'm going back and forth with the Little League World Series. Around the sixth inning or so, I guess when the score went 3-1, I completely switched over and watched the Little League World Series. I just can't take this team anymore. I can't. And I'm a big, big Phillies fan, but I just can't sit here night after night and watch them.
I don't think
tough.
You're the only one.
Tough watch.
I mean, we had
definitely
a couple people who called
watch.
And said they switched over to the the convention or whatever else is on TV. I mean, people just want to watch something different because it's depressing to watch a team go up there and have no plan at the plate. It is.
It is. By the way, I'm sorry, Hugh Douglas. Feliz cumpleaños, mi hermano. That's happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Feliz cumpleaños. Yeah, I caught that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, but this team, like I said, and I want to watch, you know, and I mean, the other night I was watching, and you know, I usually watch it in the basement in my man cave, and I come upstairs, and, you know, my wife usually knows, you know, when I come up, you know, she looked at my face. They lost again. I says, yeah, absolutely. She's like, she says, don't take it so serious. I said, it's hard not to. I said, I love this team. You know, it's just unbelievable to watch.
Well, I think what makes it harder, Jay, is they're a team we all like. Like, they seem like likable guys. They've gone on runs the last couple of years. They start off so well this year that it's like, we thought this was going to be a special summer. Jay, we appreciate it. And it's been the opposite of that. It has been, it's been a real challenge most nights to watch this team.
It's been tough. It's been tough. It's definitely been tough, man. And last night was one of those nights where, you know, you just didn't feel good about what you were seeing.
I wonder what it's going to take to get everyone back on board. Is it going to happen? Like, are we destined now to go in the playoffs nervous this year?
Yes.
I think
we are. I feel
like
that's going to be the case.
Because even if, like, didn't they just win 4 out of 5 last week? Right? They kind of got hot again, or at least woke up, but then right away we went back to nonsense again. I just don't know if there's almost anything they could do the last month, save from winning, you know, 25 out of 35.
That, yeah.
Which is probably not going to happen.
What was Hugh's prediction?
20 and 15.
You don't
so I think that might well. I think that might do it for some people, but if you're talking about the majority of the city getting back on board, it would have to be like a 25 and 10.
I think it's going to end up being we walk into the playoffs on pins and needles, like nervous, and then maybe this is the year they win the whole thing. And the last years we go in confident.
That's what it kind of feels like.
And they fell off.
Well, you know what it really is? It might not even be the record. Like, I think fans in the city are smart enough to see the signs that the Phillies are like. When they're moving runners over, when they're getting base hits with runners in scoring position, right? When they're not winning games solely off of Schwarber and Harper hitting home runs. Like, we'll know. I think we will have a sense of how good of a chance they have by the time the playoffs start.
I agree. But I think sometimes we forget sometimes how quickly things change. I mean, you go back to 22, right? They had 2 5-game losing streaks in September in 2022. Including getting swept by the Cubs. Kyle was referencing earlier the Brewers and Phillies in 22 were almost like trading, like, who wants the playoff spot? I sat here in 2022 after they got swept by the Cubs and said, I don't even want them to make the playoffs. They'll do nothing when they get there. A month later, I'm doing final out and pregame from World Series. Like, sometimes you just don't know, Hugh. You think a team's dead and they reappear. You think they're great and then they die.
Yeah, and that's the reason why, for me personally, I'm just like, hopefully this is the last. Whenever they get out of this, this is the last of the power outage, and they go on just a surge, man, and just take it all the way to the World Series and win it all. That's what I'm hoping for.
The thing that is, I think, hard for us to wrap our mind around is we just don't know what's next in the roller coaster.
The unknown. The unknown is really, like, messing with us right now.
If you think they're cooked right now, you might be right. I mean, they might be. But there's also a chance they wake up a week from now and they play well for a month. I mean, baseball, it's weird. It's such a long season. And the Phillies, more than almost any team, go through these waves. They just usually go through the wave early, and then they get hot, and then we feel good. This one, they got hot earlier, and then they feel bad for a long time. Rob at Delco. Hey, Rob.
Joe, what's up, Joe? Hey, Hugh. Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Now, Hugh, this is when the call goes all downhill now, okay?
Gotcha.
First of all, I got to rip your outfit a little bit for your birthday. I saw a picture on Facebook of you. What's up with the little satchel? You remind me of Alan from The Hangover.
Oh, no, because I keep all my stuff in my little bag, man. I got my little bag.
It is Alan from The Hangover. Yeah, bag. I
man
purse. Look like Alan from The Hangover. Joe,
yeah, you know what it did? It did kind of turn into a little man purse, huh? But it's like a personal man purse.
Plant-based you with the man purse.
Defense doesn't matter.
We've lost
this
guy.
I saw the Alan from The Hangover right away. I'm like, my boy, Hugh. Oh, you know, but listen. This is when it goes downhill, Hugh. You got to give me something now for your birthday, Hugh, because I'm on the ledge, okay? First thing is, I talked about this with Kyle before, you know, when I first got on. He kind of disagreed with me. My first thought is, Trey Turner, you mentioned, Joe, earlier in the show. He said, he's only chasing a little bit. Yeah, Joe, he's talking like on strike three. What about, have you ever seen Trey Turner start out 2-0, 3-1? Doesn't he always seem to be 0-1, 0-2, 1-2?
Yep, always behind in the count, yep.
Always. So, Trey, you know what, buddy? You're chasing Earl. What's the difference whether it's early in the count to put yourself in a bad spot or on strike three, Joe? He's chasing, Joe. He's just chasing earlier in the count. He's probably talking like strike three.
Yeah, either he didn't understand the question or he kind of took it like, well, I'm not striking out much. Well, that's not the point. Like, if you're chasing, you're chasing.
Right, you're chasing earlier in the at-bat, so you're in the hole right away.
Yep.
And I guarantee, and I'll say it till my last breath, okay, if Dave Dombrowski could take back that contract, he would take it back in a second, guys, because that's going to be the worst contract in Philly's history, maybe in Philadelphia sports history, because these laws are every year now, and he's not a spring chicken anymore. You're talking about not running anymore. What the hell do we thought, you know? Like, maybe he's starting to get cooked. Maybe there's a reason why I didn't see any other people offering $300 million deals like we did, but you know.
Well, only 9 years left, so buckle in.
Yeah, listen, two quick ones. One, Acuna, right? No Ozzie Albies, no Austin Riley. Now, of course, we didn't face two or three best pitchers because Strider's hurt, and we didn't face Chris Sale, one of the best pitchers in baseball. We shelled Chewbacca last night, whatever his name was.
He looked like
Nolan Ryan. Yeah. One hit off of the guy until that last, inning when he came out. What did we get? Three hits off him? Are you kidding me? I mean, this team is depleted, and they're not scared of us. Can you imagine if they had their big guns? This wouldn't even be a race, Joe. The division would be over.
Yeah, we'd be in trouble. No, we'd probably be in a wild card spot. Rob, we appreciate the phone call. Congratulations to Mark, by the way, who won the $50 gift card to Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new Fiery Menu featuring the Fiery Bacon Whopper, Fiery Chicken Fries, Fiery Strawberry and Sprite made with Fiery Strawberry Puree, and more. For a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants, it's a fiery take on your BK favorites with spice levels from mild to wild, so everyone can have it their way. All right, coming up, we have the final segment of Hugh's birthday extravaganza.
Yes.
What gift would you get him? We got to pick a winner for this, and that person gets the spot in the midday show fantasy league. And how about this?
We got
is this Oreo cake rolling
this is
in
like,
here?
This is like vegan cake.
Well, it's plant-based Oreo cake. All right, plus, on the other side, let me your calls. Want to play something Shio Kapati said this morning regarding Vic Fangio's defense. A bit of an eye-opening stat. We'll hit that next on the midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.